Proclamation number 5152 of 16th of June, 1951. Fulfillment of the commandments of love. Light, intercession, beyond. My will is always to fulfill the commandment of love for me and for your neighbor. You should fulfill these commandments of mine from the innermost impulse of your heart, for true love cannot be demanded, it has to awaken in the heart and then determine the person's thoughts and actions. Love can certainly be won, on the one hand through the idea of the highest and most perfect being which is inclined towards you in love, and on the other hand through the realization that the neighbor is also a creature of the highest God being. These ideas can awaken the feeling of love in the human being and now determine his actions and thoughts. A spark of divine love is present in every human being, only it can be buried or also inflamed, and precisely the latter is your earthly task. This is my will, that you shape yourselves into love by nourishing the spark in your heart and letting it grow ever larger. For you are dead creatures without love, because only love enlivens you and gives you the strength to work, be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. Love alone brings you forward in your development, and without love you will always be dead, even if you are still alive on earth. And you will enter the spiritual kingdom just as dead if you don't have love within you. Then you will lack light, warmth, life and bliss. Blessed is he who has practiced love on earth, who has shaped himself in such a way that he takes a garment of light with him into the kingdom of the beyond, for he will easily find his way around and be able to work for the benefit of those who are still of dark spirit. Blessed are those who have expanded their knowledge on earth through the light of love and can already help to dispel the darkness on earth. Only light gives you beatitude, whereas darkness means torment for your souls, for it is simultaneously powerlessness, fear and ignorance, it is a state of complete blindness which is felt as torment. And therefore this state can also only be remedied in the beyond through loving activity, which again is only possible when the soul itself receives enough strength to be able to use it for this purpose. But it will not be left without strength if it has the will to work with love. But the will must first arise in a soul, otherwise it will always remain without strength. That is why your intercession for powerless souls is of utmost value, for the love of a person on earth can find resonance in those unhappy souls and help them to receive strength. A person's love on earth can be the means to also soften hardened souls in the beyond and awaken love in them. This is why only love should ever be preached on earth. For the fulfillment of the commandments of love is of such immense importance because it also affects the kingdom of the beyond, where the lack of love is felt as unspeakable agony and yet cannot be remedied other than with love. You humans don't know how miserable you will be in the beyond if you have lived a loveless earthly life. You humans don't know how unspeakably the soul has to suffer as long as it is not helped from any side, which only love can do, for only loving remembrance helps such a soul and releases it from its great adversity. You are not yet aware of the immense strength of love, therefore I want to point out to you again and again that you, as long as you live on earth, should make an effort to live an active life of love, so that you can already work successfully on earth and one day in eternity and reduce the suffering of those who are negligent in fulfilling my commandment of love for me and their neighbor. Amen.